Hello and welcome everybody. It's half past noon here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News. Moscow is hosting an international conference on security with top military officials and experts from around the globe discussing the fight against terrorism and other security challenges. Addressing the conference, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against turning the Syrian crisis to a Shia-Sunni conflict. He also warned against the rising threat of terrorist groups such as Daesh to the world. Lavrov said the terrorists have deployed foreign experts to launch chemical attacks. The minister added that it's impossible to establish security in the world without the participation of Russia. He also said U.S. ballistic missiles pose a threat to the security of the region. Nearly 500 guests have arrived in the Russian capital for the security conference. Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Dehran is also attending the two-day event. Well, joining us now on the line from London is Catherine Schachtum, Director of the Shefarna Institute for Middle East Studies. Welcome to the program, Ms. Schachtum. Talk to us about the importance of this security conference and also a part that was highlighted by Sergei Lavrov himself, the importance that Russia plays in the security of the world and also in the conflict in Syria.
I think it's absolutely vital. I mean, this message that Russia conveyed, that we need to absolutely not understand and frame the conflict in Syria and other places for that matter in the Middle East within, you know, a sectarian narrative by automatically assuming that it's a Shia-Sunni conflict, that there is a divide in Syria, that there is a divide in the Islamic world, is crucial, because this is the language that actually Daesh has used. What they've tried to do is to really pit different sects against each other, different school of thoughts against each other, different ethnicities against each other. And so they have played division, and they have played those tensions that actually Wahhabism has fostered for decades to try to forward their own agenda. And so, you know, the first thing, the logic would tell you that you should not play into your enemy's hand. But the second thing, which is absolutely vital, is that, you know, Wahhabism today is really trying to create this empire in the Middle East by destroying and annihilating religious minorities, including Shia Muslim. And Shia Muslim have stood, you know, for freedom in the Middle East because they have been oppressed for so long. And they understand the importance of unity. And this is something that Shia clerics and Shia scholars and Shia leaders have promoted time and time and time again. I mean, only earlier this year, you had Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, who called for Sunni and Shia to stand together to fight Daesh, because Daesh is actually not Muslim at all, even though they proclaim and claim to sit under the banner of Islam. They do not represent Islamic principles and traditions. And so Sunni and Shia should stand together. But I think that Russia really put the finger on something which is absolutely vital in solving this conflict, is that we're looking at the wrong conflict. We're looking at what is happening in Syria from the wrong standpoint. And it's very important to understand that what you see happening, not just in Syria, but across the Middle East, is actually an imperial war, it's an invasion, it's a form of colonialism, which is very insidious because it has to do with the death of all religion and the rise of radicalism as a method of thinking and a method of governing. And this is what Russia was talking about. And this is the only way that we'll ever eradicate terror in the Middle East is we actually look at the realities on the ground and call it for what they are. And this is, I think, this is what Russia is trying to do. They're really trying to champion and sponsor a discussion which actually look at the real issues and not continue to portray.
Thank you very much. I'm going to have to interrupt you there. That was Catherine Schachtum joining us from the British capital, London.